The Whale has no famous author, and Whaling no famous chronicler, you will say. The Whale no famous author, and Whaling no famous chronicler? Who wrote the first account of our Leviathan? Who but mighty Job? And who composed the first narrative of a whaling voyage? Who but no less a prince than Alfred the Great, who with his own royal pen took down the words from Arthur, the Norwegian whale-hunter of those times, and who pronounced our glowing eulogy in Parliament? Who but Edmund Burke? True enough, but then whalemen themselves are poor devils. They have no good blood in their veins. No good blood in their veins! They have something better than royal blood there. The grandmother of Benjamin Franklin was Mary Morrill, afterwards by marriage Mary Folger, one of the old settlers of Nantucket, and the ancestress to a long line of Folgers and harpooners, all kith and kin to the noble Benjamin, to this day darting the barbed iron from one side of the world to the other. Good again, but then all confess that somehow whaling is not respectable. Whaling not respectable! Whaling is imperial. By the old English statutory law, the whale is declared a royal fish. Oh, that's only nominal. The whale himself has never figured in any grand, imposing way.